and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Biggest story in the city today is that they're destroying Queen and Spadina to repair the streetcar tracks. The streetcars have their place. I get that. But
you hate them.
I do hate them, but it's not that I hate them, hate them. I just hate this racket that is associated with streetcars, which is somebody is making and have been forever an astronomical amount of money on this contract.
Is it every year or
to
every 2 years?
Uselessly repair these streetcar tracks.
Every few years.
Yeah. You know, I've seen somebody build a condo in less time it takes somebody to repair streetcar tracks along King Street. For real. With plumbing. There's no plumbing involved in fixing a streetcar track. Anyway, Karen Stintz, the chair of the TTC.
Good morning, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Okay, so briefly give a rundown of what is going on at Queen and Spadina right now.
Well, we had to close the intersection down to do streetcar track repair and maintenance. So for a couple weeks, it's going to be closed down.
Okay.
And we're hoping it's not going to be Carmageddon, but I know there will be an impact.
I understand the importance of streetcars. They carry more people than buses, blah, 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 blah.
The
problem that I have with streetcars and why we should do away with them is this constant, and in a lot of ways, for me anyway, what I see, unnecessary annual maintenance of streetcar tracks.
Okay, well, there's good news, though. There's good news. Is that the streetcar repair and maintenance work that we do now has a much longer lifespan than in past years. So this will be done now for the next... You will never be on the show talking about this again.
Talking about this one particular corner?
Exactly.
Okay, but what about all the other 250,000 kilometers of streetcar track there are in the city?
Yeah, no, we've done the maintenance over the last couple years, so people have felt an impact, but we are getting near to the end, and my expectation is that once this work is done, it will be a lot smoother and people won't be inconvenienced in this way.
And for sure it'll be done within the next 2 weeks, as planned.
Okay, so I agree to be on your show in 2 weeks if it's not.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So that I can take my proper slack.
The question I have.
Yes.
Who does the maintenance on these streetcar tracks? Like, who got this contract and who's making the money off this constant work?
That we contracted it. We RFP it.
Okay.
To the private sector. So we have a number of contractors that can do this work.
And so who decides when the streetcar tracks need repair? Is it the city or is it the private contractors?
The TTC. Yeah, we have a 5-year capital plan, and we evaluate the life of each of the streetcar assets, and then we make those decisions.
Do you have any idea how much these private contracts have been worth?
Not right now.
Like, do you know what the job at Queen of Spadina, like, somebody's making off that?
I don't know offhand.
This is my only, like, real problem with this is, like, when I see these, like, it looks just unnecessary to me. And I've had them rip up streetcar tracks in front of my house, and for 5 days, the job site never changed.
Right.
And it just, to me, seems like some private contractor has got a really sweet deal with the city to every now and then do, maybe we don't need to rip up that much, it doesn't need to be done this year, but they do it anyway, because those are huge money contracts. That's the thing that drives me nuts.
Okay, fair enough.
It's got to drive you nuts, too.
It does drive me nuts a little bit, but, you know, we try to replace them, because if we don't, then the streetcars derail, and then we have all other kinds.
Well, nobody wants that.
And nobody wants that.
All right, so you say 2 weeks, within 2 weeks, if not, you're going to be back on the show to get your lickings.
I will.
Okay.
Awesome. Karen Stintz, thanks so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Take care.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.